come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. The church recommends to all its priests that every year they should take an annual retreat for a full week. And oftentimes they refer to this very scripture passage today, about going away and resting from the work of the field. And last year, as you know, every year I do a retreat myself. And last year, you know, I did that extended retreat, the 30 days of silence, and I promised the Lord that I would do a longer than usual retreat. I would take the Jesuit tradition of doing an 8-day silent retreat each year. Well, this year, things got so busy, I didn't get to it. And so when the trip to Nicaragua got canceled because of the civil unrest down there, I decided, okay, great, I'm going to take that time and go away for 8 days of silence. So I signed up for my 8 days. I was really looking forward to it. And then the day before, my dog ends up having a massive set of 14 seizures in a row, and I had to hospitalize her. So I went up to the retreat house and then snuck out afterwards to go get my dog out of the hospital and bring her home. And I spent that first night at home making sure she was okay before I gave her to some friends to care for her while I was away. So then on Sunday, I had originally planned to have, I didn't think it was fair to ask our newly ordained Father Edgar to do all 5 masses himself. So I had asked several priests. In fact, I'd asked 18 different priests to help, and not one of them were able to help. So I ended up having to come back from the retreat to do some masses. And then in the middle of the retreat, we get a new bishop, a new coadjutor bishop, and I was called, I think you may want to come down and meet your new boss. So, of course, I come down again. So much for my 8 days of silence. But what's interesting is this passage, we have to, like all passages of St. Mark's Gospel, is they're jam-packed, concise. And you have to unpack it to get the full meaning. So Jesus tells his disciples, who he calls, by the way, apostles, right? This time is the only time in all of Mark's Gospel that he refers to the disciples as apostles, those who are sent. He refers to them as apostles, because they're sent and they come back and they're all excited about what's been going on. And they're sharing all this and he sees that they're exhausted. And he says, come away and rest a while. And so they do. Now what happens is they all see that they're going and they all go ahead of them. But it doesn't say, it's also important to say what it doesn't say. It doesn't say that the apostles or these disciples ministered to them. Jesus ministers to them. Instead, Jesus' heart is moved with pity, and he's the one who basically meets their many needs. Now, we have to read this phrase. This phrase is a beautiful phrase as we hear it, but it says, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. Now, the actual literal translation in Greek would have read, his intestines were itchy. That's what actually the translation would have said. But it actually means more sense than, because you know that phrase, you can feel a gut feeling? Well, actually, that is true. You actually can feel stuff in your gut. It's not actually in your head or your heart. It's actually in your gut. So when you feel empathy for somebody, it is, in fact, your intestines, your gut, that actually moves. Because you are actually feeling a chemical connection for them. Now, what Jesus is saying is God feels that connection, that his heart, his entire self is moved with pity, not out of some, oh, poor you, but he empathizes with our need for rest. And he comes and meets us where we are. Despite despite all my distractions, I actually had a really powerful retreat. It was incredible moments of not just quiet, but rest. But the Lord assured me in the prayer, how confident and how he was so happy with how much work we do in the parish and what my role in it. And he just wanted me to rest. Now, what's interesting is the Lord takes whatever we give to him and enables us to hear his message. In other words, whatever little piece the Lord will give us, he will take and he will maximize it to the fullest. See, I think our biggest struggle is that we've settled ourselves for a norm that isn't real. When I say that, we settle ourselves a norm of busyness and hectic and chaos in our lives, when actually that ought to be not the norm. We live lives of incredibly stressed lives and busy with little sleep and lots of chaos. And because it's what we've always done, we just tend to say, that's the way it is. But the Lord is asking us to come away and rest from our own labors. And to rest in him. To be in the silence. We have so little silence and quiet in our lives that we think that's the norm. And it ought not to be. We need to fight for carving out silence and quiet in our day. And not just once an hour in the here on Sunday, but each and every day to find some silence and give it to the Lord and to listen. Because it's my full conviction that the Lord will take whatever little we give him and he will heal our hearts. He will calm our tension and allow us to feel his presence and assure us of his love for us, each of us. But we must offer him that silence. Now, look, I know, like just like my life, your lives are also chaos, and especially with young families and children, things can go crazy. But also when you've got older children, it's crazy. And guess what? When the children are gone, you're crazy with other things. The reality is, it never gets quiet, per se. We have to carve out that silence and quiet and offer it to the Lord. There's a beautiful song written by Father Liam Lawton, a friend of mine, and it's a beautiful song called In the Quiet. And in this song is those lyrics of asking us to be in the quiet and in the silence and allow his presence to heal our wounded heart. I've asked them to sing the song. So listen to the lyrics and allow it to soak into your soul and to heal your soul.
Winter is calling and chills the silent air. When the moon is covered by shadows of the night, know that I am with you to call you to the quiet. Be still, oh, be still, for I am your God. Be still now and listen, and you hearts are hurting, and they know not why. When hearts are broken, children have to cry. When prayers are spoken late into the night, you will find your answer if you come into the choir. Be still, oh, be still, for I am your God. Be still now and listen, and you will hear my word. Be still, oh, be still, deep within your life, for you will find me in the quiet. When days go longer and the sun so shines, when hearts grow strong,